Hello folks, this is Dr. Sandy Gluckman, and today I want to spend some time speaking to you about a profoundly important topic. And many parents are calling me and they're asking me, Dr. Sandy, how do I help my children manage their anxiety and their fear? How do I make them feel calm and safe? What do I say to them? It's a very important question. So I'd like to suggest that we begin by understanding where does the fear and the anxiety come from. And essentially, really, it comes from the fact that our children and us as adults are very often thinking about the worst case scenarios. And truthfully, of course, with the virus situation that we have right now, the worst case scenarios are horrible thoughts. When we have those kinds of thoughts, what happens is that the stress chemistry, the stress hormones, start to be secreted. And we get more and more stress hormones being secreted, which then causes the body and the brain to become inflamed. The inflammation sets off an imbalance in the brain, in the neurotransmitters, and we call the feeling that it creates fear and anxiety. So really what we're wanting to be doing is to be able to stop the thoughts about the worst case scenarios so that we don't set off that stress syndrome. There is another important thing that I want to tell you about, and that is that when we are stressed, we, as adults, children, are stressed. What happens is that the inflammation interferes with our behavior and it causes fight, flight, and freeze type of behaviors. These are stress survival behaviors. And so some children are fighters when they're stressed. They become defiant and impossible and difficult and frustrate everybody. And some children are flighters when they're stressed. They go inwards, they get quiet and withdrawn and sad, and sometimes even to the point where they go into freeze because they are frozen with anxiety and fear. So the answer to your question of how do we help our children with their anxiety and their fear is that we need to tame that fear by changing the chemistry around fear. And when we're talking about real chemistry in the brain, in the body, we need to change that chemistry of fear into a chemistry of emotional resilience. And yes, perhaps you never thought about it this way, but emotional resilience is a chemistry. It's a different kind of chemistry. So when we are able to convert the chemistry of anxiety into the chemistry of emotional resilience, you will have the children feeling much calmer, much more in control, and much happier. So how do we do that? Well, I'm going to discuss with you three ways that we can increase our children's resilience and, by the way, our own emotional resilience as well. Firstly, meditation. Meditation is an amazing tool for building inner emotional resilience. And I am emphasizing the word inner resilience. We are not ever going to be able to make our children resilient from the outside in. So many people encourage their children to be stronger, and they ask me, Dr. Sandy, should I push them? Should I force them to do things they want to do so that they could become more, they don't want to do, so that they could become more resilient? And I say, no. Resilience is something that happens from the inside out, and nothing builds emotional resilience better than meditation. Meditation. For those of you who, like myself, practice meditation, you know how wonderful it is. You know how it connects you with that incredibly calm place in the center of your being, which then gives you resilience for life. So I may be speaking to some of you who are seasoned meditators. Well done. And for those of you who are not, this is a fantastic time to introduce this into your life and into your children's lives. I would recommend that you get onto the internet, Google meditation for kids, and of course you could put the children's ages in there, and you'll find some phenomenal, wonderful, free meditations that you can use at home. So that's the first and very, very important tool. The second tool for building resilience is yoga. So I would love for you to take this opportunity also to introduce yoga into yours and your children's lives. It's the same thing. Google and you will find excellent free yoga classes for different ages and different degrees of expertise with yoga. The third tool is a really fascinating one, because remember, we're talking about changing chemistry. And this tool is using gratitude. Gratitude, the research around gratitude is astonishing. There are universities studying the chemical effects, the neurochemistry of gratitude. And what we've discovered is that when we feel, really feel grateful for what's going on in our present moment, there is a huge change, a positive change inside of our brain and our body. So I would really suggest make it a routine that you, at the end of the day, all share some gratitude. Or I must say that if there is a moment of anxiety where somebody is feeling truly, truly anxious and finds it difficult to deal with it, just sit down with that person, let them become centered in the present, let them look around their space so that they're connecting with where they are, and when they are centered, ask them to share some gratitudes with you, and you share gratitudes with them. It changes so much in such a positive way. So you have three very important tools. Easy to use, does not take up a huge amount of time, but truly transformative. I would like to close by saying that I think that in some kind of weird and unfortunate way, the universe has given us the time and the opportunity to help ourselves and our children go inwards and connect with the power that exists inside every single one of us. We are all capable of being emotionally resilient. It's just that we don't often use the tools that take us there and help us to build that inner resilience. I think it's fair to say that before the virus, there is a huge tendency to focus on the doing of the children. What are you doing? How are you doing it? Are you doing well academically, athletically, every kind of way? Always talking about the outside of the child rather than the inner being. And moms, dads, here's the most incredible opportunity for you to use some of the time that you have available now to go inwards and help the children deal with their anxiety by replacing it with emotional resilience. Well, I hope you're going to have fun with those tools. I do know that so many of my clients tell me, "Dr. Sandy, I know I should be using meditation, and I've heard so much about how good yoga is for the body and the mind, but I just don't have time to fit it into my day." Well, now you have the time. And I think that it is a huge gift that you would be giving to your children. A huge gift. Because they will then go back into the new normal with some tools of how to deal with the challenges of life. Take care, be well, be safe, and remember that you are so enough.